Of all the films being mentioned as Oscar contenders this fall, the coming-of-age satire Poor Things may be the strangest.
We begin in a steampunk-stylized Victorian London. Willem Dafoe's scarred but charismatic Professor Godwin Baxter comes home from his anatomy classes to the cheerful sound of dinner plates shattering and a delighted screech from his ward, Bella, who leaps into his arms quite as if she were not a fully grown woman. Then she turns to the grad student Godwin's brought home as his assistant.
Bella, this is Mr. McCandles.
Hello, Bella.
He sticks out his hand, and Bella regards it, then punches him in the nose.
Bud.
Blood.
Bud.
Emma Stone's childlike Bella knocks for a loop pretty much everyone she meets, though not always this directly. She is, as Rami Youssef's sweetly attentive McCandles will discover, healthy and curious.
Bella, what? Look at world!
I don't think we're allowed up here.
A product of one of Godwin's experiments.
She's progressing at an accelerated pace.
Who is still puzzling out how her body works, especially when she discovers it.
Bella!
Its most celebrated pleasure center.
In polite society, that is not done.
Godwin's been fiercely protective of Bella and, ironically, ends up undoing that protection by hiring a lawyer to codify it. Played by a louche Mark Ruffalo, the lawyer turns out to be a cad.
Bella not safe with you, I think.
You are absolutely not.
He spirits Bella away for a sensual odyssey on which she takes immense delight in the joys of rich pastries.
Who made this? We more?
No more. One's enough. Any more's too much.
And a bedroom activity she refers to as furious jumping.
Why do people not just do this all the time?
But funny thing, the more emancipated and knowledgeable Bella grows, the more resistance she gets from the men in her life.
You're always reading now, Bella. You're losing some of your adorable way of speaking.
I'm a changeable feast, as are all of we. Apparently, according to Emerson.
Working in both black and white and vibrantly clashing colors, Greek filmmaker Yorgos Lanthimos makes Poor Things a Candide-like odyssey of female empowerment, taking his heroine from cosseted innocence to a Parisian brothel.
It is your body, Bella Baxter. Yours to give freely.
I generally charge 30 francs.
Well, that seems low.
Anchoring what might otherwise feel like a fairy tale is a downright fearless Emma Stone, going from herky-jerky awkwardness to grace, always with a kind of innocence about social convention, say spitting out food at a fancy dinner.
Why I keep it in my mouth if it is revolting?
I must go punch that baby.
If you've not yet encountered this director's weirdness in, say, The Favorite, his Oscar-winning Mad Queen tale that also featured Stone, treat yourself and know that the eccentricity he brought to his previous very odd films was just a warm-up.
I am finding being alive fascinating.
Here, the design work is eye-popping, from a toy-like cruise ship Bella set sail on to the Egyptian castle where she learns of poverty and cruelty, with every corner of the screen teeming with surprises. Bella's home, say, populated with the duck goats and dog hens that you'd expect an experimental surgeon's ward to have as pets. And ever at Poor Things Center, in puffy sleeves that look almost architectural, stands this breathtaking creation who has built herself from scratch.
A woman plotting her course to freedom. Unlawful.
A woman for whom the world is fresh and new and unfailingly magical, much like the exhilarating film that surrounds her. I'm Bob Mandela.